Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spooky, scary leprechauns.
No. No. Mine is,
yo ho, the leprechaun life for me.
Because apparently I'm a leprechaun to Joe, and so is our guest presenter today.
The tiny Ella Sophia. Boom! There should be little tiny booms.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Hey, everyone.
All right, so why is today super special?
Well, one is Joe and I are on one mic, so you're going to hear us going in and out. So yes, that's going to be an experience.
Yeah. So if there's a little bit more trembling in my voice, it's because Lauren is literally on my leg right now.
He should be so lucky that I am sitting on his leg,
that's
guys.
True. If you were on my leg, it would be like, you know, the ventriloquists, and you would be like the...
Am I the dummy? Is that what you're saying?
The pole dancing ventriloquist dummy. You know what I mean?
Guys, he just called me a dummy, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Ooh, you hear the fear in my voice? But this is a super special leprechaun episode because I have two leprechauns with me right now. Lauren El Manzano and Retrain Your Brain herself, Ella Sophia.
Hello. Welcome, Ella.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to point this out, okay? So everybody's seen pictures of Ella. I'm going to take a step back.
Go ahead.
When I started conversing with Elle, which I call her Elle, whatever.
Did you ask to call her Elle?
Did I?
No, but you know what? I think it's very endearing, and a lot of people I like call me Elle. So your inner circle.
So it drives Felice crazy because she was like, why would you shorten her name? It's Ella. It's the same amount.
It's already short enough.
Yeah. And when I say L, it's you would think it's like the letter L or E-L. It's not. In my head, it's E-L-L-E, the exact same amount of letters as Ella. Anyways, so I every time I would see L, I would think, all right, you know what? She looks like she's moderately tall. She's an athlete. She's taller. She is a tiny human being. She is the exact, and when I say exact, I'm going to post a picture. She's the exact same height as Lauren. And we all know Lauren's tiny.
Guys, it has taken me a while to accept that I am a tiny person. But today I was like, Joe is walking me into the house. And I'm like, he was, and I use that loosely as walking me in or escorting me in. And I'm literally 20 feet behind him trying to catch up. And I all of a sudden yell, oh my God, I'm so little. Stop it.
Here's the thing. I was not walking fast. I was taking my normal people strides.
Okay.
So anyway, so we have the tiny Ella Sophia here in person.
All the way from
Canada. She's from
Canada.
So what's up, Elle? What's going on?
Nothing.
So we Lauren and I have a certain amount of synergistic energy.
Charisma,
yes.
And panache.
And I was going to say attractiveness, but then you would say your beauty's brain and brawn. I'm the damsel in distress.
But you know what? If you're my damsel, you'd have to still be hot.
That's very true. Joe Borges, hot damsel in distress. So Elle is a little bit shell-shocked right now. She's like,
I really am.
Guys, so like the way we sound and we appear on our videos, that's actually how we are. So like we had an hour before, like just kind of like shooting the shit with Ella, and she's like, holy shit, guys.
I feel like I needed more time to actually mentally process your energy levels.
Because like alone, we're you can handle Joe alone. You can handle me alone. But you put us together and it's like the Wonder Twin powers unite.
Activate form of cup of coffee. Right?
I just wanna form say. Of really bad latte creamer.
No, it was good. Also, I wish I was a smarter person and I recorded it. Felice and Lauren were flossing, and I'm doing quote fingers because it was not flossing. It was the de-evolution of dance. It was awkward. It was like a full body dry heave from both of them. And they are both very attractive, very capable dancers, very not awkward people most of the time. It really looked like a junior high school dance, you know?
I was just keeping room for Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
So, regardless, hi, Ella. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to do.
Well, that's okay. Lauren is here to guide.
Yes.
So, thank you, what's coming up, Joe, is Joe's favorite holiday.
Oh, my gosh. So, everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not.
It's my favorite. It's the most wonderful time of the month of March.
I'm surprised that, no, yes, March. No.
No.
March?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's March.
Oh, I was like, wait.
Brain injuries. I'm surprised Mardi Gras is not bigger for you.
It's not. I flashed enough people when I was in the hospital. I don't necessarily need beads on a specific day or time. I just do that naturally when I had brain injury.
Especially if you're flashing that part of your body, it'd be a different type of bead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Boom! Nailed it. Lauren, you are everything right now. That was great.
I try.
So St. Patrick's Day is my favorite holiday because I play a game.
Oh, I'm scared.
The game is, how many beers can I fit in my face? Answer is a lot. And no matter what, everyone wins.
No, everyone does not win.
So clearly, apparently, I'm the only big drinker here. Are you a big drinker, Elle?
It depends on the day, Joe.
Oh, yes.
And it depends if she's talked to you.
Yeah, that's very true. You're definitely going to need a drink after this. So what's your drink of choice? What's your go-to?
Probably, it depends on the event. Mm-hmm. So wine, ugh. Brandy.
Yes, wine. What kind of wine? Wait, I'm sorry. What kind of wine?
Red wine. Only.
What kind of red wine?
I really like Malbec.
Okay. I've actually been, when I was in Argentina, that in Mendoza, that's where Malbec is from.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Okay. Thank God I'm in inner circle. Right answer. Yeah. Brandy. Okay. But you know, yeah.
You're such an adult.
I'm Croatian.
Is brandy Croatian?
It's Eastern European. They got a lot.
I don't know. I know you guys have that garbage ass grape liquor thing.
No, you want to
know
what's
worse?
You're
thinking plum brandy.
No, yes. I was going to say. My Polish side, every Christmas, we have to shoot shot. Joe just has a hole in his lip, guys.
So
that's hilarious, and I love it.
I literally missed my entire face
because I said
right now.
Brandy.
Can I say I actually do that all the time, and it's actually because I have, after brain injury, I have a hard time judging how far a cup is from my mouth, and I will literally just pour things all over myself, just like you did right now, Joe. Yeah,
so I'm...
And he's not drunk.
That you guys
that
know,
we
of.
Know of.
Yeah, maybe I Irished up my coffee. So this was 100% my idiocy, I'm sure. Maybe it was a brain thing. So like I always stir around my coffee like this.
Like an idiot?
No, because of the cream. I don't like the settle.
Because it's bad coffee and
it's
bad
creamer. Coffee. It's Nespresso. It's just bomb as fuck. I love it.
Lauren's cup of Joe is coming up, guys.
I can't believe.
But anyways, so you'll appreciate this, right? Plum brandy. I have to shoot Sliwowicz. Which is a Polish plum brandy. You can smell the second it is opened. And it's a Christmas tradition that my grandfather makes us do. And we have to shoot it for Christmas. And it is absolutely disgusting. And it burns for 6 minutes. Like it keeps, it's the gift that keeps not giving.
It's like moonshine, right?
It's like yes, it's absolutely
yeah,
horrible.
It's like moonshine. You can start your cart with it, basically.
Like, you could peel, you could like clean paint off.
You can
things.
Like take your nail polish off with it, like start your car.
This is what's great. And we're putting this in our bodies, guys. Like
Well, we could say the same about Coca-Cola. You can clean rust off a car with that.
That's true. If you want to like clean your sink and like your toilet bowl, like you use Coca-Cola. Like seriously, it's a thing. 5 minute hacks. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
So, talking on alcohol.
Yes.
Okay. So,
delicious.
Yeah. Do you like anything other than brandy and wine?
Like I'll drink anything, but do I like it is like
we were joking that she's an adult, but she's not. Most adults won't say I'll drink anything.
I love that you're like, hey guys, you put it in front of me, I'm drinking it. I will drink anything. Absinthe. Yeah, rubbing alcohol, let's go. No, I had absinthe.
She's like, oh, you know why there's a shortage of hand sanitizer?
Absinthe is rough. Absinthe is really rough, and so
depends.
Is moonshine.
Depends on the absinthe.
That's true. See, that's very true. Also, here's something I learned. You're not supposed to shoot absinthe.
No.
Also, you're supposed to mix it. I got a friend of mine went overseas, and he brought me back a bottle of absinthe, and I was like, yes, I'm a trip balls. I'm a chase the green dragon. Is that what it is?
The green fairy.
I'm a chase the green fairy. It's gonna be amazing. So I didn't know. I was a dumb kid in my 20s. So like I took a shot. Oh my Lord. This might be graphic, but I'm going to give you exactly what happened. It burned from my esophagus down to my asshole immediately. It was so strong. It was the strongest thing I had ever tasted. And it lasted for like several minutes. In actuality, it was probably maybe like 30, 40 seconds, but like it was intense.
Did you feel more Irish?
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, it numbed him, guys.
I felt nothing but pain and suffering. So I felt more Catholic than I've ever felt in my life.
And for me, guys, as I've mentioned before, I actually can't drink beer, right? Because I'm allergic. Yes. Yeah, I haven't had beer in 8 years or nine. So the yeast in there. So I can't have kombucha and I can't have certain other alcohols.
That's good. Kombucha is garbage.
But I will drink red wine, but I'm very partial to Spanish wines. Some people think like that's not good wine, but like, fuck you. I drink, I will drink Riojas. And then I also like dessert wines.
I like that.
You like Riojas?
Yeah. I just can't say it like that.
You can say Rio. Don't say Rioja.
No, let's do it. Do it.
Like, I can't.
So I say it with a very strong, like Southern Spanish accent when I say Rioja. But Rioja? If like I said it like a Mexican, I would say Rioja. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say Rioja.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, so I drink that, or I drink tequila, or I drink vodka. My like go-to drink anywhere is a vodka gimlet. It's a 1950s man drink, from Mad Men, but that's what I will drink if I can't get my wine that I want.
What's in that?
It is... I wish. It is vodka, roses, lime juice, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So that's like, you're like a man when it comes to drinks.
Hello.
I'm like,
I have boobs, guys, and a vagina, so I am a woman. But yes, I have masculine tendencies.
Hey, beauty, brains, brawn. I'm like, well, I'll have a gin and ginger ale, please. That'd be really good. Thanks, guys.
He's like, I'll have a gin and ginger ale. Hold the gin.
So alcohol is amazing for the brain, right?
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I heard. I heard you make better decisions. Any test you take, you should drink before, right? That's just, right? No, I'm getting weird looks.
I feel like there might be a disclaimer coming in right now. Like fact check.
Yeah, there should definitely be a fact check. Do not drink before a driving test.
That is what Lauren is here for. But Ella, what do you think of alcohol and the brain?
Yes.
Oh, that was the cutest sound of like despair I've ever heard. Sorry, I won't put you on the spot.
It's up there with walking with Lauren this morning, and then I hear this tiny voice in the background. But I'm little. My legs are short.
I did not say that. I said I had little legs.
Hey, I was paraphrasing. You guys get the gist. Lauren's small.
I like how the new running joke is no longer that Lauren's going to beat up Joe, but it is now Lauren is tiny.
It's not even a joke. You're tiny. You're so little. You're the exact same height as Ellen. She is tiny. So, okay. So you shouldn't drink before these things. And alcohol does slow the processing, right?
Well, in a normal, in a normie or in a muggle, yes, alcohol in general is, of course, going to lower your inhibitions. It's going to impair your senses.
Yes. Oh,
stop Sorry. It. Sorry. Stop it.
Hello, ladies. I've been at a bar in my 20s.
It's also going to thin your blood. So yes. In general, like it, of course, has an adverse reaction. And then depending on you might have an allergy to alcohol. You might get really red. There's a lot of people who don't have a high tolerance for alcohol. And again, this can lead to not so good choices. But that's just in a muggle brain yes. and in a regular normie.
Yeah, and in somebody who has any kind of brain damage, alcohol is not a good idea. So clearly, we all know, I'm not the brightest person in the world. And on St. Patrick's Day, I am going to make some really bad decisions because I'm going to fit a lot of alcohol in my face.
And I'm praying to God that Felice films it so I can laugh at it. But here are some things to keep in mind when it comes to your brain injury recovery and alcohol. Because as we talked about, alcohol thins the blood, which can also reduce the amount of oxygen that's carried in the blood. Again, what do we need in our brains?
Oxygen.
So alcohol can slow down or even stop your brain injury recovery. And a lot of people will say that not drinking is the one way to give your brain the best chance to heal, especially if your brain injury was somehow caused or impacted by alcohol consumption. So if you happen to have been drunk and fallen and hit your head, I know quite a few people have done that, or if you just led an unhealthy lifestyle that contributed either to your traumatic brain injury, acquired brain injury, whatever acronym you want to use, but if that was included in your lifestyle choices that affected it negatively, taking that completely out, one, is better for you overall with, if you're a recovering alcoholic, just completely removing it, but also allowing your brain a chance to rest, recover in the healthiest way possible.
Yes. Oh, that's some good ass information. Now, here's dumbass information. No, it's not dumbass information.
No.
So, it does. It's not good. I wasn't asked. Felice was asked when I was in the hospital, oh, is he an alcoholic? Does he do cocaine? Because I was a younger stroke survivor. And normally alcoholics become stroke survivors.
And what were you telling the nurses in the hospital?
I was talking about I was talking about cocaine and hookers, all kinds of stupid stuff, because Joe's an idiot.
So again, he was laying the groundwork for people to think that he was a drug addict.
Very, very, very true. So when I got out of the hospital, one of the first questions, and I know it sounds weird, but one of the first questions was, well, can I do certain things? And one of them was, well, can I, like, when can I drink again? Not that I was a big drinker. I'm not a very big drinker. St. Patrick's Day, Arbor Day. No, not Arbor Day. Like, New Year's, you have a couple drinks, but it's not like
any day that ends in day.
Yeah. Any day that ends in Y, I'm in.
Sunday.
Sunday, 11 a.m. Good to go. So the doctor was like, well, my doctor, the good one, I had some really shitty ones. And he was like, hey, so long as you don't average 4 to 5 drinks a night, you're good. And I was like, wait a minute, who averages 4 to 5 drinks a night? And he's like, well, people who will eventually have a stroke and die. Alcoholics.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh my, I was talking about having like a beer maybe on a Friday, like on a Saturday, watching a game, not like every weekend. Like, he's like, no, go enjoy a beer. Just don't average 4 to 5 drinks a night. I was like, who does that? I don't understand that. And it really screws up your brain. And I have short-term memory stuff. So like, I don't know, you guys all know, I forget shit all the time. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm really happy to have my habit coach over here. She's actually helped me retrain my brain, hence retrain the brain. So do you have any tips and tricks for me over here, Ella Sophia, habit coach?
For what?
For retraining your brain. So after my brain injury in particular, I would forget a lot of things, right? So we're talking about like brain stuff. Alcohol, one of the things that you should remember, where your keys are, where you parked, and where you live.
No. You should remember your phone so you can dial an Uber.
Yeah, no, that's true. You shouldn't be driving, but like your house keys. I was watching an interview last night and the dude's like, yeah, before I do anything, like I'll write down my hotel room and the room number. He's like, before things go dark.
Okay, well, yeah, well, exactly what you just said that your friend does before he goes out. Because like when you start drinking, like Lauren says, it inhibits your actions and your thoughts. So you want to make your actions intentional, right? And they don't want to be a habit. So it's like setting your intention for the day, right? You go up to Meditation Rock every day and you set your intentions. You show gratitude, and you want to do the same thing before you know you're going to go out and have a few drinks. So you write down where you're going to be going in your phone. I would have like a call number, emergency number set up beforehand. Only put your phone in one place. For me, like, I'm on vacation right now in LA, and so I don't lose my phone or put it down somewhere and now it's gone in the States. I literally only put it in one pocket in my purse. That is the only place I know it's ever going to be, so I'm not going to lose things like my phone, my keys, and I always set these intentions before I go and have a good time.
And then one other thing to keep in mind, guys, with alcohol consumption, especially if you're in recovery, is if you're on any sort of medication. So you need to check with your doctor and make sure that alcohol is not going to adversely affect whatever medications you may have or be taking. Because again, alcohol is a depressant drug as well, which, so if you suffer from depression, as many of us do have, then that can also make you feel more depressed as well. It can affect your mood.
That just means you're not drinking enough alcohol. No?
No.
Scratch that. It's...
But definitely if like you're planning and you haven't had this discussion with your doctor, like it's good to have a candid discussion and be like, look, I'm on these meds. Like your doctor should know if you have a neurologist or your general practitioner, like, look, these are the meds I'm on. These are the meds I maybe take over the counter, like ibuprofen or something like that. What is a realistic plan I can do in order to drink? Because for a lot of people and for a lot of cultures, drinking is a social occasion. Yeah. It's
never drink alone. That's just weird.
Yeah. Don't drink alone. But, you know, talk with your doctor, and we're talking about setting intentions as well. It's like, hey, I need to create a plan so I can be as safe and sane as possible. So if I'm going to go out on New Year's, or as we're talking about Leprechaun Day, St. Patrick's Day for us shorty people, right, who are non-Irish, how many drinks, or do I need to stop taking medication at this point, or when can I retake it? Things like that, you know, just to create an action plan with your doctor on what's not going to impede your brain injury recovery.
Yeah. That's some great ass information, Lauren.
Dropping truths.
Tiny El Manzano.
I'm dropping truths like gold from my pot.
Oh, man, freestyling too. Yeah.
Because I'm a leprechaun. Find the end of my rainbow, bro. I will never be a rap star.
Oh my God, that just made me so happy.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
El Sophia here is shell-shocked.
I really, really am.
I feel really bad. I'm sorry.
So we talked a little bit about you being a habit coach the first time you were on the show. How was your habit coaching, Ella Sophia?
It's going great. Thank you, Joe.
That's awesome.
Can you explain a little bit about habit coaching for maybe someone who hasn't listened to that episode that where you talked about what you do?
What? Yeah. There are people who haven't listened
to it. Yeah, for sure. So basically, especially after my brain injury and just personal development in general, recovering, whatever you're trying to recover from, you are obviously taking challenges and you're doing things that are difficult in order to improve yourself. And one of the things that I noticed, especially after rehabilitating from my brain injury, was that habits made recovery a lot easier. Lauren is currently taking a video of me talking. And
I do this every episode.
Anyways, so yeah, habits make your recovery or whatever you're doing, your personal development, a lot easier. So if you can integrate habits into your personal development, into your rehabilitation, then you're going to find that the effort you put into bettering yourself is going to be lessened, essentially.
Yeah. And actually, Elle's helped me a lot with tricking my brain into remembering things with the Mind Palace. I love the Mind Palace. I'm still stuck on 3.
So, Ella, what would you recommend for someone that is planning to go out for St. Patrick's Day? Brain fade. You know, and going out on the town, maybe going out with some friends, and maybe it's their first time really post brain injury to go out. And what are some techniques that someone could do to kind of help set them up for success in order to go out in planning? Or I know we talked about making sure we're writing down all of our things that we make sure if we are somehow impaired that we're like, okay, well, this is where I'll get home safely and stuff like that. What are some things that you would recommend?
Well, first off, I would tell who you're with what your intentions are, especially if you're on medication or you only want to have a certain amount of drinks. Let those people know, even letting your waiter or waitress or bartender know. Yes. I think that's important because they're obviously, well, not obviously, but for anyone who doesn't know, bartenders and waitresses are responsible for you until the time you actually step foot in your home. Mm-hmm. So they definitely do not want to be over-serving. And then a big one for me that I have done with my little break from social media, but you can definitely apply to when you're going out drinking, is changing your screensaver or your wallpaper on your phone to say, like, only have this amount of drinks. And this way, if you're habitually pulling out your phone, that's the first thing that you're going to see.
That's a great
that
idea.
Great.
Thank you.
That's really good. Man, I'm almost beside myself right now. That's a great tip.
Those are the only kind of tips I have.
She only does great.
Arrogant Ella Sophia, habit coach. The best damn habit coach in the biz. That's a really, really good tip. Yeah, I'm beside myself. That's like an amazing thing to do just on a day-to-day. Like, have something on your screen. That's such a good tip.
Well, and that's, again, guys, revisiting. Always also update your medical ID info on your phone, especially if you have an Apple phone. I actually talked with an EMT this weekend, and we were doing, because I did my CPR first aid training recertification. And one thing is, EMTs, like I said, are trained to look at your phone. Like, if for some reason you're unconscious or non-responsive or you can't tell them what's wrong with you, especially on an Apple, they will be able to pull up your medical ID. So you can, again, list things like, I have listed post-concussion syndrome. I have listed any medications I'm taking. And I also have listed, like, the date of my actual concussion. So that way, if they go back, they can be like, oh, we're going to go. We know that she has post-concussion and she did hit her head before, blah, 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 blah. So that's always another safe thing, is just to always keep that updated.
And then put at the very bottom, if I don't make it, erase my browser history.
You are Tom Haverford.
And I think the EMTs are also trained to search for nudes. Is that a thing? Did you talk to them about that? I'm assuming that's one of the things that they trained them to do, right? No? Okay.
Sam's going to insert crickets.
Shit. No, that's such a good, I'm still blown away. That's such a great tip. And I think on a day-to-day, I think I might be changing my screensaver.
I won't. I've had Jared Leto on my phone for the past 5 years, and he will remain there.
You mean Morbius, the living vampire, or the worst Joker in the history of DC?
No, because he was Jason Todd. Just tell yourself it's Jason Todd.
Yeah, if I do that, it makes me feel better, but then it pisses me off because it's not true.
Or another thing that you could do if you don't want to change your screensaver because you love Jared Leto, is to make, when you sign into your phone, the first screen that comes up, just put a little note on there instead of removing it, and then move all of your apps to the second screen.
She's
a smart one.
Look at this, guys. We're going to be finding ways to, like, hack our brain. It's going to be great.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating what you do, Elle. Like, it really is.
Thank you.
So I always think the devil's in the details. The details will separate, you know, bad from good and good from great, you know, especially your aesthetic. I've talked about your aesthetic before. If you guys check out Elle's page, if you look at the background, there's always intention with everything, every book, every background thing, the colors. So take a look. It's fascinating.
Thank you, Joe.
It's your brain. It's that brain.
We appreciate your details.
It's the retrained brain.
It is the retrained brain. So what do you do, like, daily for your brain? Like, just like, do you wake up and you're like, okay, I have these tips and tricks. Do you do a thing? Is there, like, a ritual that you have every morning?
Yes and no. So I actually even made a YouTube video about five types of important habits that you want to have in your life. And one of them is sleeping and waking habits. For me, depending on the day, because of course every single day I do not have the same habit. It depends on a whole load of things, but I try to get a lot of movement in the first thing in the morning. I find that is the most important thing for me because I love sleeping sometimes a little bit too much. And so I always go brush my teeth and I do squats while I brush my teeth. And that sort of, like, sets. Yeah, I they're looking at each other right now.
We just gave each other the crazy look because I literally pictured Elle brushing her teeth doing squats. That's random.
Well, I will
it's a great idea, though.
I tell my students who are learning how to shimmy that to shimmy while brushing their teeth, because the teeth brushing distracts you from the shimmy so that you can maintain two things going at once. But I will say that when I wake up, I read fan fiction for like an hour.
Nerd alert!
And I'm so happy.
My Lord Voldemort, of course you do. Do you also tell your students, okay, so while you're brushing your teeth, twerk. Make sure you twerk when you're pumping gas. Yeah. Make sure.
Standing in the grocery store.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. I'm like, twerk it out. When in doubt, twerk it out, guys.
So you literally, you squat while you're brushing your teeth.
Yes. I've been doing it in your bathroom while staying at your house.
now I have that image burned in my retinas. That's actually a really good idea though. You know, and you do this every day.
Yeah. Every single day since high school, I've been doing it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
My God, you can squat this house, I'm sure. No, that's actually amazing. Do you have any like tips or tricks for people for their brain aside of like, you know, your morning ritual and your sleep ritual? Because mine is chaos. The morning is perfect. Same thing every morning, 99% of the time. My nights are chaos.
Yeah, I'd say don't like the first thing you do in the morning is a lot of times slip into habit, and that's what you don't want to do. So we'll grab our phones or we'll grab something and it'd just be mindless thinking or not even thinking at all. I think you want to take yourself out of that and give your brain a chance to actually think all the thoughts that you have coming into your head. And I think that's another reason people have such a trouble falling asleep sometimes, because we do so many mindless activities throughout the day. We don't actually give our brains a chance to think. And then once you get into bed, all of a sudden you don't have any stimulus and your brain's like, oh my God, I have to think all the thoughts that I've had throughout the day. So if you just give yourself a chance to start thinking them right off the bat when you wake up in the morning, then you're going to give yourself a better chance of falling asleep when the evening comes around.
And this is why you don't drink alcohol, guys.
Yes. No, you drink alcohol to quiet those thoughts, right? And then when they pop up,
that's not healthy.
You drink more alcohol. I figured it out. I just figured out life, guys.
No, no, no.
But these are amazing.
The adult of the room says no.
The damsel in distress says. So these have been, obviously, you see how dope Ella is, right? And I call her Ella. It's really awkward when I like add the A to the end of your name. So, you know, being actually the other adult in the room, I appreciate that. And these are some great tips and tricks overall, especially on St. Patrick's Day, when we're all tiny little leprechauns.
Yes.
So this has been awesome. Really, really happy to have Elle here, shell-shocked of Lauren and I's awesomeness, our energy in person. And so with that being said, I'd like to say you can follow Ella at Ella Sophia with 3 S's. On Instagram, and she has a website called
retrainyourbrain.ca.
Boom!
Because it's Canada.
Damn right. You can follow Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram.
You can follow Joe at You So Rock. No, it's Joe So Rock!
Everywhere! You can follow us, the Neuro Nerds, at the Neuro Nerds. Everywhere! Everybody, I joke a lot, but be safe with your alcohol consumption. If you're going to consume alcohol at all, have a designated driver. There's Uber. There's Lyft. You have friends. Call your cousin's uncle, somebody.
They may have a goat that can carry you.
There might be a goat. It might be Bucky and Steve's goats.
Yeah.
And on this sobered, responsible episode of the Neuro Nerds, when our special guest, Ella Sophia, the incredible, the amazing teeth brushing squatter, retraining your brain.
These neuro nerds are out.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.